This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and sprayed water cannons on thousands of Hong Kong protesters Sunday. Many people are wearing masks in defiance of emergency laws. The protesters set up roadblocks and tossed firebombs. The pro-democracy demonstrators continue to defy authorities who have forbidden any type of large gathering in the semi-autonomous region. Protester Avery says that's exactly the type of thing that's motivated the protests.
The reason why number of protesters dropped was because the government are now refusing to refuse to authorize any peaceful protests. That means anyone who come out will inherently break the law. So that's the tactic that the Hong Kong government is using.
Police had beefed up security measures for the unauthorized rally, the latest in the unrest that has disrupted life in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory since early June. The Turkish Defense Ministry says one Turkish soldier was killed and another was wounded Sunday after an attack by the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia in northeast Syria. This despite a deal to pause military operations as militants withdraw from the area. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says overall the ceasefire appears to be holding. Esper went on to say U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria will be repositioned in western Iraq. He says their mission will be to defend Iraq and to counter the Islamic State. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump said he is canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing the Doral site. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.